I wonder how the shepherds must have felt on that night so long ago when Jesus was born. Did they know that their lives would be forever changed or transformed? I invite you to close your eyes and imagine yourself as a shepherd in ancient times, watching over your flock of sheep at night, keeping them safe from harm. The night is dark. The sky is clear. There is a bright star shining off in the distance, and there is a chill in the air. There is a fire going close by to bring some warmth to your weary and sore bones. The cave where you sleep is also nearby. It is not a great place of comfort. You have not slept in a normal bed for months. Straw acts as your mattress, and some old sheepskins provide a bit of warmth on cold nights. Such is the life of a shepherd in ancient times. It was a dirty, smelly, and solitary occupation. Shepherds were looked down upon in ancient times because they did not follow the Jewish laws of cleanliness, and because of their transient nature, they were not regarded as trustworthy. They were poor and often found themselves at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. The shepherds lived far off in the countryside, away from the hustle and bustle of Jerusalem, where the census was taking place. The census was a tactic by the Roman emperor to collect more taxes from folks, many of whom already lived in extreme poverty and neglect. You, as a shepherd, are glad to be away from the city where there was so much unrest, chaos, and oppression. You are contentedly watching your sheep when suddenly a light from above catches your attention. The light is getting brighter and your pulse begins to quicken. The fear inside you is building, and you are unsure of what exactly is happening. The light becomes blinding, so much that your eyes naturally close, and when you finally open them, something or someone has appeared in front of you. It is an angel. You have heard stories about angels from Scripture, but you have never seen one before. You are afraid and wonder why would an angel want to visit a group of smelly old shepherds watching over their flocks of sheep in the middle of the night. Suddenly, the angel begins to speak, saying, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." After she finishes, you are still unsure, but you are no longer as fearful. In fact, you feel a sense of calm, peace, and excitement as you digest what the angel has said. And then suddenly a whole group of angels appear, and they begin to sing and praise God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Then as suddenly as they appeared, the angels were gone, leaving you and the other shepherds alone in the darkness and beauty of the night. The other shepherds look at you in disbelief. They cannot believe what has just happened right before their eyes. Did angels just really appear in front of us? And why on earth would angels appear to a bunch of shepherds? Despite the questions and uncertainty, each of you feel drawn to go to the place where the angel said the baby was born. So you decide to follow the star and journey to Bethlehem. You want to see this baby, this Messiah, for yourself. You want to see if this baby really does exist. When you finally arrive, you are greeted by Mary and Joseph and that tiny babe sleeping peacefully in a manger. At that moment, you are changed. And you believe when the angel said that this was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. This was God made human in the flesh. As a shepherd, you are humbled and amazed that this babe was the good news who would bring hope to a broken and weary world. This babe would bring equality to all people, and he would be a great sign of joy, peace, and love, opposite to the oppression and hate that they had lived with for so long. This babe was the promise of God, revealed not to kings and queens or priests and rulers, but to a bunch of forlorn and forgotten shepherds who followed their faith and followed their hearts. This babe was the good news who was named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. This babe was the light in the darkness, a different kind of king who would bring peace, love, and hope to the world. The shepherds had nothing to offer the family. They had no wealth or gifts to give them. They did, however, have their testimony to share with all who would listen. And share they did. The shepherds had a new and profound hope for the future, knowing that a transformation had taken place, that the world was truly about to turn. The shepherds were transformed that night, and they left rejoicing, praising, and glorifying God, telling everyone the good news. Now, I probably don't need to say this, but we are not living in easy times right now. We all know this. The number of COVID cases are rising around us, and another lockdown will begin on Boxing Day. Hospital beds are filling up, and the number of deaths are increasing, especially within our vulnerable populations. Folks have financial worries and health worries besides the virus. Doctors are seeing large increases in the number of visits and calls to their offices for mental health issues. Some folks are putting up their Christmas trees, but they just can't bring themselves to put the ornaments on as they usually do. We are all struggling in some way. So, how in this season of Christmas 2020 do we continue to give glory and praise to God when there is so much struggle, grief, and fear around us? Where do we find the hope that gives us the courage to face another day? And the answer? Well, that is in that tiny babe lying in the manger. The birth of Jesus in ancient times brought hope and light to a world that was filled with darkness. And that tiny babe still comes to us today, offering hope in the darkness and worry of this pandemic and all of the struggles that we are facing. The birth of Jesus Christ offers us peace and comfort in the isolation and loneliness of not being able to gather with family and friends, knowing that we are not alone. We as a church are offered comfort and peace, knowing that we cannot physically gather in our beloved church on this most holy of nights, but that the Holy Spirit connects us in love and faith when we pray for one another, when we make a phone call or send a card. The peace and love of God is with us in the beauty of an undecorated Christmas tree, in delivering cookies and meals to one another, showing our love and appreciation for one another. Nothing, not even a pandemic, can separate us from the love and grace of God. The gift of God becoming human some 2,000 years ago gives us solace in knowing that God truly understands what we are going through. God knows that we are hurting right now. God knows that some days the pain and grief just washes over us, and that we just want some kind of certainty and normalcy back in our lives. The angels calmed the shepherds that night so long ago, telling them not to be afraid. And that promise holds true for us today. My beloved children of God, do not be afraid. Trust in the love, grace, joy, and mercy of a loving God who comes to us not just on this holiest of all nights, but in every day and every age, no matter the struggles we face. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all he favors. Let it be so. Amen.